Today on the West Bank, fierce fighting continued for the fifth day. In Bethlehem, Israeli tanks rolled through the streets and helicopters fired on Palestinian positions. Palestinian gunmen took refuge in the Church of the Nativity, revered by Christians as the birthplace of Jesus. Palestinians angrily rejected an Israeli proposal for Yasser Arafat to go into exile. Another focal point of the conflict was near Ramallah, where Israel mounted an assault on the compound commanded by Jibril Rajoub. He's the Palestinians' West Bank security chief. The Israelis were after Palestinians they say were inside the compound, men they say are responsible for attacks on Israelis. As reporter John Kiffner of the New York Times tells it, what happened is not fully known, but there appears to have been a surrender negotiated by Americans.
Jibril Rajoub was an enormously powerful figure, and a figure who had been, since Oslo, a crucial connection in the sort of American-brokered Israeli-Palestinian security efforts. This complex is widely believed to have been built with American and CIA money. He has in the past arrested vast numbers of Islamic groups and has been credited by all sides as one of the few effective security or peace kind of forces.
He's done this in his role as head of the preventive security force? Is that what it's
right.
Going?
I mean, this is a man who has a picture of CIA Director George Tenet on in his office. We're still piecing together this story. I mean, it's very difficult to pin things down here, but it seems that he may have had a number of Islamic militants in his jail that's inside this complex. So he was, in a sense, doing what it was that he had pledged to do some time ago. And the Israelis want these people, so now they have destroyed this really enormous thing. We believe the CIA had a hand in sort of negotiating a way out of it this afternoon.
Well, now, take us back here for a moment. Were the Israelis after the men they call the wanted men who were actually in detention under Rajoub's authority, or were they hiding under his protection in some way?
Well, that's not exactly clear, but it seems like they were in his custody. It's a very muddled situation, and it's an example of how things have been pushed so far apart.
What kind of weapons did they use on the building where these wanted men were either hiding or in custody?
Well, pretty much you name it. Tanks, infantry. This morning they were firing rockets and machine guns from Apache helicopters.
And at some point, did Rajoub just surrender the building? How did it end?
Well, this is what we're trying to piece together now. There was a behind-the-scenes agreement, which, as I say, we're working on unraveling now. Now, there were about 300 to 400 employees and various functionaries of his apparatus in the building at the time. Perhaps 60 of them there were women. There was a number of children. So the agreement seems to have been that most of these came out of the building, were bussed over to a big Israeli sort of military compound to be sort of questioned and sorted out.
So the number 400 that we've heard, that includes staff of Rajoub's and their dependents in some cases, not the number of wanted men who were there.
No. It's definitely not the number of wanted men. That's the number of people that were inside the compound. Now, what the Israelis have been putting out is that there were 50 wanted people in the compound. That number may turn out in the end to be smaller.
And do we know where those people, however many there may be, where they are right now?
No, we don't. You know, whether they were left in the jail cells or whether they went out with the other people.
Well, John Kiffner, thank you very much for talking with us about it today.
Thank you.
Reporter John Kiffner of the New York Times speaking to us from Ramallah on the West Bank.